happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say,
what a voice there. It's Dally McCarthy in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. You've probably heard that voice singing the national anthem at Wrigley Field. Who hasn't? Even Lady Gaga has heard him and tweeted about it. Or maybe you've been lucky enough to enjoy one of his shows around Chicago or social media. My first time hearing John Vincent in Wrigley Field, no one ever forgets that moment, right? And then I was lucky enough to see one of his Christmas shows. Sadly, we weren't able to do that this year, but his Christmas shows, some pop-up in Wrigley last Christmas. He entertains crowds with covers of Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Johnny Cash, to name a few, and John Vincent joins us now on the Team Hochberg phone line. Hello, John.
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
Fantastic. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for having me on tonight. I was trying to call in since 10:40, and I kept getting number busy. I'm like, oh, my God. So that was me trying to get you on your cell phone.
Oh, that was you? Oh,
goodness. Yeah.
You're good. It's so good to have you on the show. And, you know, we should go back to when we first met a year ago. Yeah. Do you remember where we were when we first met?
Yes.
When our eyes first met.
was it at the Medal of Honor ceremonies?
Yes. You and I both had the honor of, well, I was the MC for the Chicago Union League's Congressional Medal of Honor Gala, and you were singing, and I was so thrilled. They said, you're going to be introducing John Vincent tonight. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I was so excited.
You're too kind.
Hearing that voice. It was very special. I mean, just being in that room with all those Congressional Medal of Honor recipients gave me goosebumps. And then standing next to you, of course, I could actually feel your voice, John, when you were singing. Does that sound weird? Well, maybe that's a little weird to say. But the vibration in the room.
That's very kind. I thought you were going to say you could actually, you know, smell me because I was sweating so much, you know, a little body odor, but you know, I was getting a little nervous. I still get nervous getting up on stage or getting in front of a crowd. You know, you can still get those butterflies. So I do get sweat a little bit and get kind of anxious when I get up there. So I thought that was the part you noticed.
Do you really get nervous?
Sometimes. No, I honestly do. World Series, absolutely. Game six, the one that we won to go to the World Series, absolutely. Butterflies, nervous. Afraid to miss the words up. Afraid that you're going to do, you know, if you stumble walking out there or whatever. And I mean, I think it's normal for every kind of entertainer to have butterflies. It kind of keeps you, Sinatra said, it keeps you on your toes, keeps you excited, and it shows that you're in it.
Right.
And,
right.
But every situation is a little different than the other, obviously. So, usually you can feel, you know, especially what we did that day. The next day, I want to say I was with the Medal of Honor recipients. We went to Wrigley, and I sang the anthem there. So especially being with all those people in that room who've done so much and, you know, just so many heroes in that room, it was amazing. I have a very, very good friend of mine at the Pentagon who I consider and call my brother, Jason Eason, or it's for the Secretary of the Army, Secretary Ryan McCarthy's office, and I was lucky enough to go there a couple months ago, and you know, I really respect all that they do, and it's just amazing. We're very lucky.
Well, John, speaking of heroes, you know, you are a hero to many young young children across Chicagoland. You speak regularly at schools about your anti-bullying initiative. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what that means to you and why you started that?
Well, I was bullied when I was a kid, so it just hit close to home. And but I think everybody at some point in their life, or pretty much everybody, has been bullied, has gone through tough times. But the thing with that, the tough times we go through as I get older in my life, I realize all those times that I've struggled and had tough experiences, it made me more aware of the struggles and the tough experiences that everybody has. So there was a time in my life after I was bullied, I was very angry, and I probably wasn't the nicest guy to be around because I hated myself. So if you hate yourself, you never can be happy or peaceful. So I decided one year, I just said, you know what, I'm going to keep my vulnerabilities out of my sleeve, and maybe it can help other people to open up and know that they're not alone. And when I came out and said, hey, I attempted suicide, I have obsessive compulsive disorder, I have anxiety, I have, depression, I have, I like to eat, you see how big I am, all this stuff. When I would drink, I don't drink anymore, but when I would, it was never two or three drinks, it was 10 drinks or something, a gulp. You've everything, been there, if it was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one few slices, it was the whole thing. But you know what? Life is a learning lesson, and we all make mistakes, and we all have to understand that we're human, and we have to be kinder to each other, because if we don't, it's going to be, it's not going to be a good road ahead. Mm-hmm. But if we can unify, like we are, the United States of America, and show respect to every individual in this country, from every man, woman, and child, and everybody, from our most vulnerable to everybody you see just coming across, and just try to make somebody happy. Because, and it almost sounds corny, and I hate that I have to say that, but when you do something kind for somebody, you feel good. When you do something not so kind, it bothers you. It bothers all of us. And, yeah. And there's been many years of my life that I wasn't the happiest person around. And I'm happy I'm not that person anymore. I had to grow up and understand and open my eyes and right. really see what life is all about.
Well, your voice, your happy voice now being heard by Chicago's youth at different schools and carrying that message, it's really resonating and making a difference.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we...
It's Dolly McCarthy in for Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Chicago's favorite singer, entertainer, John Vinton, is still with us. John, let me just tell everybody this. They already know this, but I got to say it. You are a class act in Chicago. Look at all the things you're doing. First of all, singing all over the city, helping charities. I can't tell you how many people I run into when we talk about John Vincent. You hear it over and over again. John talked to my brother. John talked to my cousin. John made a difference in this person's life and that person's life. And I want John to make a difference in my life. No, I'm kidding. At that Congressional Medal of Honor dinner, I got a glimpse of what this man is all about. Everyone sitting around the table, and all of a sudden someone hands me a Chicago Cubs World Series ring. And I didn't even know that you have. I didn't know that they gave it to everybody that was associated with the team. That's so fantastic. But John was so gracious and patient watching everybody take pictures with it, wearing it. You were just so calm over there. Whereas, I don't know, if I had that ring, I don't know if I'd be so generous passing it around the table. You were great.
Well, thank you. And, I remember that day. And, there were Cubs fans there. And, man, if it's a simple gesture making somebody smile, from as little as trying on a Cubs World Series ring, something like that, you got to do it, And you're being very kind to me. But
do you
like
wear? Sorry, John.
I'm not a perfect guy. I have my struggles. People say, "Hey, you're positive. You're this or that." I only really, try to be this positive because I've struggled and mm-hmm. I've fought my demons. And I think that's important for a lot of people who are struggling right now. I would like them, if they're listening, to understand that you hear that people say, hey, it's okay to feel bad. Hey, it's okay to be doing this. If you don't get out of bed today, it's okay. Those are fine statements, but then what's the follow-up? What are you going to do to make yourself feel better? So I want to be open and honest about, hey, I've been going to a psychiatrist since I was 18 years old. And if I got to say that to the day I die, so it helps one person, two person, three people to feel okay and release the stigma of going to talk to somebody, of going to find help, getting ketamine treatments from Dr. Ball, which has helped me tremendously. Larry Wirt got me into that, and I love Larry. I mean, I've known him forever, and that helped me tremendously with my depression and everything. But You know, I've struggled. I've went through times where I was angry at me and I was angry at the world. And all I can say to people out there is, if you live your life that way, you're going to struggle inside. And the more you just kind of accept and understand that, hey, you know, we're all in this together. You know, somebody said something really neat. They're like, you know, we're in the same storm. We're not all in the same boat. Some people have bigger boats. Some people have smaller boats. Some people have life rafts. Some people have just, you know, that life preserver. And we got to understand, people are struggling all over.
Especially times like these during the holidays when we have to keep a distance from our families. That's you're absolutely right. This is a great message to hear this time of year, John.
You're teamed up. Parts, though, of being kind can go a long way. Yeah. Just hello, how are you? How's it going? Hey, hope you're having a good day. Something like that, right?
Yeah. You know, despite all the shutdowns around town due to COVID, you seem busier than ever. I see you everywhere. And recently, you just teamed up with Special Olympics. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we did a great show with Special Olympics. The CEO, Dave Breen, and my friend Mo Khan at Special Olympics, and also my partners, Michael Rizzo and Andrew Rizzo, who really brought me into Special Olympics, who do so much with it, brought me in, done some events, did this, my show, the John Vincent Show that's out now. The last one we did with Special Olympic athletes, we went to their houses and we sang out front with them, and we had some fun there. It was a great show. I really believe in Special Olympics because of one thing. Every athlete that I come across, and one of my very good friends who used to work with me at Ditka's, he was a sous chef at Ditka's, Kirk Nelson, who does power lifting and everything in Special Olympics. He was on my show, and what I love about him is just the realness, the joy, the emotion, the everything when you talk with him is just true and it's real. And I love that. And sometimes we don't understand how to be vulnerable and just be real. And I think that's where our biggest problems as humans come from. We want to keep up with the Joneses. We don't want to fall back and look like failures. Once you realize you're never a failure, You just being alive means you're worth it. You just being human means you're worth it. You're worth respect. You're worth kindness and all this stuff. And if you never give up, you're never going to fail. So you can, quote unquote, fail a million times. But if you keep trying, is that really failing? No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, John, we love this message. We could just keep you all night, right? We'll just put that message out all through the night. That's for sure. We're here till 1 a.m., so we got plenty of time. You grew up on the south side of Chicago. Is that right? You're a Southsider? And
55th by Midway Airport there, yes.
You and I talked about this because people ask me all the time, oh, you're a Cubs fan? I'm from the Northwest side, but I am a Chicago fan. Love the Sox. In fact, the Sox was my first game. How about you?
My first game was at Wrigley. But I've been to Old Comiskey many times. I've been to, you know, the New Paul Park. And I've sang at both ballparks. We have two great owners in this city with, you know, Mr. Ricketts and the Ricketts family, and with Jerry Reinsdorf. The Sox fans, I think Tony La Russa is a great hire. I met him so many times. He was always so very kind to me. David Ross, we know, is an amazing guy. Yeah. Great person for the team. And I'm very good friends with Joe Madden. He's out with the Angels now. And, you know, he's going to do well out there. So you just want to see people succeed. And when it comes to the Cubs or the Sox or any team in Chicago, I really, really, really just want any team in Chicago to win the championship. 2021, the city has something to celebrate.
Hey, John, I just absolutely have had a blast talking to you. Thanks for coming on the show and for all you do for Chicago. For more on John Vincent, visit johnvincentlive.com. Merry Christmas, John.